Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Gosh, live radio. So much is happening here inside of my studio and outside of my studio too. But anyway, we have everything covered well, but I still don't know what will happen. We'll see. Fact is that this show will be filled with music, and that's how I want, always. And also we will be filled with some new segment that we have for everybody who listens to Accent On every Monday from 6 to 7 Pacific time. Your host, Ilona Europa, a little nervous because I'm overwhelmed by the talents in my studio. Then we remember I have a problem to pronunciate some of people's names, except mine. But then I will be asking my guests to introduce themselves to everybody who listens to our show. Okay, let's maybe start from the beautiful Australian singer. And I was playing your music on my show, and I think we spoke you talked to me on a show, yes, Liz. What is your name again?
My name is Liz Scott, yeah, from Sydney, Australia. And yes, I do remember speaking to you, yes.
God, thank you. Okay, Liz Scott. Probably I could say it my way and people will understand, but you have a cool accent.
You have a cool accent.
Yay! Woman power! We got a cool accent. We have some lady who is also here. She doesn't have an accent, or she has an American accent, which is an accent. What is her name?
My name is Toni Koch, and I am from Arizona, so I have one of the desert accents from the United States.
Not so dry. You speak very, very nicely. But you are not a stranger to LA Talk Radio, yes?
No, I'm part of the great team with Kat Ellis and Tom Plant on Chords and Vines, Sundays at 2 p.m. Pacific. And we just had Liz and your next guest on our show recently. So glad to be here to share with you.
Woohoo! Great. Now the next guest. Very, very gentle man. Okay, your name is?
I am Sam Michaels from Club Jumpers.
I just love you, Sam. I had a pleasure to talk to your brother because you have a gorgeous brother. I don't know him, but I know he's great. You both are looking very, very hot. Behind all your, I would say wheels, but no, all the buttons and the lugginess studio. You are a great producer, music producer. Your name is?
Sam Michaels.
Your brother name?
Dan Matthews.
But you both represent
Club Jumpers.
Club Jumpers! I had a pleasure to be remixed by both of you.
Yes,
sounds very cool. My song was remixed. Easy Come, Easy Go, like maybe 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I don't remember. And I really, really liked it.
Oh, yeah.
And I spoke with Dan on the phone. We had chit-chat here on Accent On. We played some music. But now I have you, and I will say, what are you doing here?
Just here on doing music with my partner right here, this Scott. And yeah, we have competitions here.
Okay, because I know that originally you are from?
Texas,
and really LA is, do you like LA?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, we were talking about this crazy traffic. But anyway, we'll talk a lot about music. We are just waiting and downloading songs that I would love to play, and four of them, then I cannot wait for that. But for right now, I will be moving to somebody who comes a lot to LA Talk Radio Accent On show. And your name is?
My name is Yannick Collin. Thank you very much for having me, Ilona, again and again.
Again, and will be again and again, because today I am announcing something very important to me. We will be having segment that I will call Accent On Yannick Collin. Do you like the title?
I love it, yeah. It's a great title.
Yeah, okay. And now everybody who is a journalist or not will say, Yannick Collin, you had like so many people responding. I will show you more than 1,500, like right away, you know, when I start posting your post. Then somebody loves you very much, or somebody is really loving already, especially how you look. Because you are an actor, you are from Canada originally, and you are here maybe four or five times already. Then I thought that something's about Yannick that people need to know more. And I think Yannick can bring some outsider look into Hollywood life, or maybe what young, great actor and person who is in Hollywood sees in this crazy world, and maybe can teach us something. Yanni, what's up?
What's up with me? I mean, right now I'm just auditioning, studying a lot, trying to create more stuff, you know?
But that sounds like typical 20-year-old gentleman, okay? But do you think your life is a little bit different from Americans who are living here, who are dreaming to become an actor?
I mean, I would say it's a bit more stressful because the visa situation is not very... It's not what you want, really. So I have the stress of leaving the country at some point. So I have
to work.
You are
talking to going back to your country because you are here for how long?
Well, my visa is ending next year in February, so I have to work to... Yeah.
Ooh, you can get married, you can do everything. Yeah, come on, you know. I'm joking. We know it, but you are a working actor and you already have a few successful agencies that sign you.
Yeah.
Then we can give their names.
Yeah, it's for commercial, it's Impression Entertainment Group, and theatrical is Spectrum Talent.
Well, that's wonderful. And we have also to your right... This is the right side? Yeah, right. Right, gentleman who is coming also a lot to Accent On, and right now he's friend to the show. And in a way, I'm lucky because he's bringing great artists to the show, and I just really appreciate it. Okay, Mike Gormley.
Good evening.
You like Accent On?
Do I like Accent On?
Yeah.
I love Accent On.
Yay! Okay, and you like people with an accent. But you don't have an accent. You are from Canada also.
If I talk long enough, people... I'm surprised by it, but people say I still have a Canadian accent.
Really?
Whatever that is.
Okay, yeah, you sound beautifully. And you represent your own company. What is the name of your company?
Well, it's known as LAPD. It's LA Personal Development. It's a management company.
That's a really cool title. And I hope people remember you from previous interviews, but... Can we remind them how important, gentlemen, you are in this business?
How important I am?
I know. I love when I say like that and people are like, yes, I am. Or can I say like that? Yes, I am. I will not say it. You are. You are in this business for a long, long time. And I think staying power in this business, that's already amazing success. Okay? First, but you are working with pretty great amount of people that we all love from many places.
A lot of great talent.
Okay.
Fortunate to hang out with.
Okay. No, they hang out sometimes for 15 years with you, which means that's pretty good job. If you can mention one or two or three.
That I've worked with?
Yeah.
The Police and Rush and Rod Stewart and the Bangles and Danny Elfman, Oingo Boingo. A lot of great artists. Those and my good friend Jeanette Napolitano, who was on this show about a month ago.
Wonderful.
From Concrete Blonde.
I cannot wait to post her holiday song, We Need to Start Pitching This. You send it to me, link. I will be trying to just forward these links to whoever I can and post on my site, Facebook pages too. Why you love artists so much?
Who said I love them?
Good. That's a very good... Oh, do you like...
No, I'm just kidding.
No, of course.
I know there's a lot it's just a passion I have and have had for a long time. It's amazing feeling to meet somebody who's at a starting point and then look back a few years later to see what you've accomplished, you know? It's just... and sometimes it takes a few years before you can look back and see what happened because you're busy making it happen, but when astonishing sometimes.
You're right. People are here dreaming. People are here. They believe that they can make it in this business. And we all are here because we are in entertainment business. And I think we are already lucky because we are surviving and making money and we are doing what we love to do. That's first success. But you see next to you, Yannick. Colin, we had a pleasure to be on one show a few weeks ago. And if you would like to advise him or ask him a question, he has his own segment on Accent On with Ilona Europa. We call this segment, will be monthly, Accent On Yannick Colin. And if you will ask Yannick a question about his segment, what the leading question would be like?
About what he's going to do?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, is the segment going to be about what's going on around town? Is it a segment about what you're up to? Is it a mixture? What are you going to be presenting?
I feel like it's going to be a mixture of both. But I would say more about what's going on around town more than me. I think it's a bit more interesting to know what's going on and what people are up to. And I will, of course, add some stuff of my personal life.
Let's go, because obviously you are young, young and gorgeous. I want to know what's going on in Hollywood when I sit in front of TV and knit the scarf or sweater or I'm cooking something. I want to know what's going on. Give us some cool news. Okay, what are you excited about? Maybe you have some new musician, maybe some new rapper, maybe, because we'll talk. You are an artist. Yeah, we have something in our sleeves. And this will come maybe next month or in February. Hopefully people will go crazy when we will show what we are working on. But you have some artists that you love and you met recently. Tell us.
Yeah, well, I just began listening to the rapper Logic recently, maybe like 2 months ago. He's just awesome. He's a great. He has great lyrics. He's very humble, and he has a great message throughout his songs.
Okay, leading question. Great message. What do you mean by that?
Just by staying positive and staying humble and just following your dreams. You know,
that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so rap and good message, that's something to do.
I know, yeah.
It's like very, what do you think, Sam? Did you ever meet a rapper who sends a positive message?
Not really.
Yay! Can you give us one more time name of the rapper that we all need to listen to right now?
Yeah, he's called Logic.
Okay. Wonderful.
He's wonderful. Awesome. You know him?
Whoa.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
Worked a few shows. I used to work with Danny Zalisco at Evening Star Productions out in Phoenix. Later, it was called Clear Channel Entertainment.
Yeah.
And then Danny moved on, and now he's doing Danny Zalisco Presents, and Logic would filter through over the years, yes.
Wow.
Can I get you
small? That's awesome.
I love Hollywood. Everybody knows everybody here. Be careful, people, what we are talking about. Okay, maybe Logic will come one day with you to the show. This could happen. Yes?
He does the Harvest Festival. That's where I think I heard him. And I can't remember the gentleman that played before him that was much more famous because rap isn't my style. But there's one other positive rapper in town named Tab C. He's young, and you may want to know him too.
Okay, now you have a homework. We need to check him out. Tab? T-A-B?
What? T-H-A-B-Z-C. For Tab, his name is, you know, he's from South Africa.
Oh,
so the name is Tabs C, and he's a young rapper. He just released a new album called California Coastline, and some of it's a little rap, but he also plays a mean guitar and can sing soulfully.
Lovely. Gosh. Mike, I know. I was so surprised because we had recently also a conversation with Chitani and Raji Vaturi, who are artists that I'm working with for a long time, and you had the pleasure to also liking them. But I loved the conversation around the table. You really knew every style of music that they are crazy about, too. How do you know almost all what's going on in a music business, and with new people?
It's just what I do. I just read about it, listen to it, stay on top of it. I've just always felt, even if it's a style of music I don't go for, I still want to know about what they're doing and how they're creating it. And you never know. I love putting artists together who are different, you know. Recently had one of your guests, Stephen Day, who plays the Indian classical instrument sarod, And he actually jammed with Patrick Abate, who is an Italian heavy metal guitarist.
Amazing.
It was just great.
So, two of them together. I hope we have some recordings coming out of that.
We're working on it.
Wonderful. Okay, coming back to Yannick, we have five more minutes. If I will want to learn something about your life in America or what excites you here or what you learn here, you are here 2 years almost, yes? Then what will be the next? We got Cool Logic, a great guy, rapper, who has positive news to us and how to be happy, how to not give up and not to give up. That's what really you like about him? This is what for you is a motto for your life right now?
I mean, when I listen to someone sing or rap or whatever, an artist, the first thing I do is listen to his interviews.
Okay.
Just to get to know the person. And when you hear an interview with him, you know he's a very good guy and he cares for everybody in the room. And that's how I got to know him, and that's why I love him.
Did you meet him?
No, never.
Oh, how would we need to do something about that? But you had also not long time some type of meeting with
a
really important person.
That
really made you exciting. Okay, give us the news.
Yeah, so 6-7 years ago, I met I discovered this guy on the internet. He's called Machine Gun Kelly. Right now, he just got his song number one on the iTunes charts, Bad Things. And right now, he's playing Jingle Ball at Washington, right now, at the moment. And he's very underground, very, very underground. And to see him succeed in the music industry is very... It's a good feeling for me, because I know him for so many years. I know his music for so many years. And... this summer, I got to work on this show called Roadies, and I knew he was working on this show. That he had a part on this show, and I was working there, and I saw him. So I just went up to him. It was a pretty stressful moment for me, and
media idol. That's so cool.
Yeah, he was just the best guy ever, and that was pretty much the best day for me.
Aww.
And maybe. A month ago, I went to his concert, and he remembered me from Roadies. And when we worked together, I told him that one day we're gonna make a movie together, and he remembered that also. And that was, I was just very happy.
Oh, meetings like that can change your life. First, you mentioned it was 6 years ago when you first started
very long
listening
time
to him.
Ago.
6 years in actors, a singer life. This sometimes. Sounds like a million years for normal people because we are waiting for the break, waiting, and we are creating. Yes, Liz, I cannot even imagine. and me too, you know. I will never give up on writing and producing and even singing. And you coming from Australia, we will soon listen to your story with your music. And right now, maybe I will take a little break. I will go to our engineer and we'll find out if we have 4 songs already loaded that we can play. If not, we'll be playing from CD. It will be more stressful for Ilona, but I can do it all. Okay, Dance and Pray. That sounds like good title is my new song, but let's see. And I see you all in 3 minutes.
My heart. When the moonlight warms my soul.
Punch Music and Michelle Waits from Belladonna. Thank you for the gorgeous vocals. And what can I say? Oh my gosh! Then we announce very officially a new segment. And then every month, Yannick, you will be really giving us clear understanding what's hot or what not so hot in Hollywood, outside of Hollywood, what we're supposed to find out from young gentleman perspective. We'll be learning more about Yannick Colin as an actor. And also, we are hoping that you can make some big, big statement in modeling world. I really think you really belong to also to cover of magazines. You're really a great-looking gentleman. And nice to have you here again, Yannick Colin. If people want to find out more about you, where we can go?
You can just add me on Facebook, Yannick Colin, or my website, yannickcolin.com.
And we have all contacts, all information there.
Yeah, basically.
Or just tune in to Accent On next month, and we'll be announcing when you will be back, okay?
Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Mike, thank you so much for right now.
My pleasure. And thank you.
Of course, let's talk to these great people who came from Texas here, and they are just hopefully loving L.A. and also will be playing, singing, and doing stuff that all artists dream about. Liz. You came from Australia. How many years ago?
I came here in 2007. I was based in New York for 7 years, and then I moved to Texas. Yes.
And now, how many years you are in Texas? Two, three, one?
I think it was about 2 years. But we are planning to hopefully move to LA. My dream is to be bicoastal, so to live here and back in New York. Come and go.
Okay, no, but amazing voice.
Thank you.
And you are writing. Mm-hmm. You are playing piano.
Yes.
You are composing.
Yes.
Do you like to co-write?
I've been co-writing. I was so lucky. I got signed when I was 13 to BMG in Australia. Jim Shipstone, who was the managing director, signed me. Then I was signed with Alberts, which is AC/DC's label. And then I came over here to BMI. Ron Sullivan, who was the vice president of BMI, brought me over here. And I've been co-writing my little off. And I love to do. I co-write. I write by myself. And a friend of ours, Alan Roy Scott, who's part of why I've been here. Used to bring me to these trips called Music Bridges, which were held around the world with some incredible writers, Lamont Dozier, the Scorpions, and I've just had an incredible mentorship from all these incredible writers. So,
wow.
Yes, I do co-write, getting back to the answer.
Yeah, very good, because a lot of people do not like to co-write. I honestly always was writing by myself, and then I started co-writing with much, much younger people than me, and now whole world is completely different, because young people like Yanni Colin can really bring so much fresh outlook to certain things that we are stuck in, you know? We are like, I know myself, I like music that I like, and getting me out to listen to something else always took some effort. But then, by developing young people that are coming to your studio, they're my studio, and they say, okay, did you hear this? No. Did you hear this? No. Did you hear this? No. And after 1 year, yes, I heard about this. I really feel so like, yay, you know, I know almost a lot of what's going on in the music business too. But you, of course, are writing and co-writing with... you both are writing together too, Sam?
Yes, we are.
Because you are her producer, but how many years ago did you have the chance to start working with Sam?
Start with him. Well, I was just leaving, just before I left Australia, I was signed with Universal, I was a staff writer.
Yeah.
I decided I wanted to do my own stuff, came over to Manhattan, I was signed with a label called Made Records, and they hired Sam to do my material, and I loved the song he did. It was a song called Angel. He knew about me before I knew about him. I tracked him down and said, I want to work with him, and he clicked.
Oh, yes, obvious. The name of Club Jumper is a very, very, very known name in America and outside too, even in Poland. And I had a dream, and I still believe this will happen, because I had Josh Harris, one of the very cool remixers with me, traveling Poland, and we were really playing in a big, big 2,000-3,000 people clubs, and we had amazing time, you know, having shows there and playing dance music there. Then I was dreaming, and I already talked to radio to bring both of you with me, and we'll see in March. I'll be in Poland, and I'll see if I can do something. Yes, maybe at least you will be with us. Awesome. Okay, but, oh, come on, you need to pitch Club Jumper. If not, I'll be reading your bio, and me reading is little not fun. Who wants to talk a little bit history of Club Jumpers?
Well, Club Jumper is based on me and my brother, Dan Matthews. We've done a lot of music for a lot of people over the years.
A lot of, okay, names. We want names.
Well, names. Britney Spears.
Okay,
Mary
good
Gary,
name.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, good name.
Jason Derulo.
Good name.
Yeah, Ricky Martin.
Good name. He's back. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yes.
Wow.
Yeah,
yes. Of course, Liz Scott.
Yeah, of course, that's Scott.
Okay, yeah, Ilona Europa too. I need to add myself to the mix. I really think it's time for the music, because talking about music and not playing is like, eh. Okay, we have Elise. We have Celebrate. We have Ghost. We have One Food. Which one you want to start with?
I guess
you can start with One Foot.
I wrote this with Steve Adubo in New York, and he was just here with us, and he's up for a Grammy nomination right now for his work with the Bob Dylan record. Yeah, he was just here with us. But fantastic studio in New York, Steve Adubo.
And again, we have only 20 minutes for our conversation. Then are you okay with me fading out?
Oh yes,
music?
Yes. Do you know how to play a little bit?
If you no. Well, you just tell me.
She'll be playing it later at Kulak's Woodshed. She's going in for one song and doing One Foot for that too.
Okay, great. And we cannot forget to talk about the competition.
Oh, yes.
The reason why you are here.
Yes. Yes.
And what is planned on 2017, because really, Mike Gormley, Ilona Europa, I see us being part of the judges on this competition. Nashville is something I've never been, or whatever this would be, I could be there. And like I said, I would love to bring some new blood, gorgeous young people who I think they need to hear another competitors. Competitors?
Yes, that's how it. You say competitors.
Competitors. I could never say that. Okay, and then, yeah, work even harder. Okay, good. Let's start from One Food.
Da da da, da 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 da, One Foot here. Da da da, da 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 da, keep believing. Don't ever give. It will happen at the right time. step and then take another. You gotta put one foot in front of the other, the other, the other, the other. One foot, yeah. Da 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 da. One foot. Step and then take another. You gotta put one foot in front of the other, the other, the other, the other.
Songs like that, I want to know the end. Is it sad or good? Everything will be okay.
Oh,
yes,
everything will be all good. Oh, as long as you take one foot in front of the other.
Good. Everybody's fine. Yannick, we learned a lesson. Outside of logic, what we have a lesson? One foot in front of another, and things will happen well. Liz, sad, we trust Liz. Okay? Liz, you are a pianist, yes? You are playing.
Yes,
you played on the song?
Yes, I played, yes, in Steve Adavi's studio in Manhattan. I played piano and he was doing all the backing for that, yes. I play a bit of guitar too, but piano I love to do.
Beautiful. But when you come and work with Mr. Sam and Mr. Dan of Club Jumpers, how do you work with the track? Because we have, Celebrate? Which one did you produce for Liz that she sended me? Is any of them?
No. Yes, I did the ghost, Jess.
You did the ghost. So funny, I have antivirus free. Just
yes, we had a lot of tracks. We couldn't download actually Sam's version of One Foot, sadly. So Celebrate, he did do a version of that. But
yes,
that
I
was,
did.
But his version of Jess is ghost is a...
Okay, here we go. Because I was closing some program that popped up on my computer screen. Then from Celebrate, of course, we'll be listening to Jason Derulo.
Yes,
oh, my gosh, I cannot wait. Imagine Heap. Oh, my gosh, you brought her back after so many years of winning 50 Grammys. And you added to this great remix. Oh, that's how Jason wanted this, how the song...
Yes, that's how they wanted it, yes.
Okay, then maybe we'll play a little bit of... the song, because I'm sure people love to hear Jason Derulo and your production.
Yes.
Is this you and brother or you?
Oh, this is me doing all the music.
No brother?
He's more the riddle guy.
Oh, okay. That's so fun. Okay, let's listen to Jason Derulo. What'd you say?
Yeah. What did she say? What'd you say? When I don't really want no more.
This one too, because how can you stop dance music from pumping up? Great, 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 amazing mix.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Okay, now talk to me. I know you were working, you mentioned so many great artists. I would be so nervous to put the spin on a song that they give you and say, hey, make this great for the dance floor.
Yeah, just make it like this.
What a responsibility.
Yeah. Yes.
You cannot fail.
I know, right?
Okay, Dan, do you remember this moment when this song popped up and obviously having Imogen Heap inside of the track? How all this worked out?
Well, all this worked out through my brother, which he knows all the contacts and people. Yeah, he got the work, and they always contact him for the remixes and stuff like that.
And then you are like, hey, brother, go to work.
Get to work.
I just love it. How many instruments you are playing?
I'm saying 4 instruments.
Nope. We want to know. Which one?
Guitar, bass, what do you play?
Guitars. There's guitars in there. There's piano.
Keyboard?
Yeah, there's keyboards. Yeah.
One man.
Percussion?
And you can do it all. No,
yes.
You're programming, and of course.
Programming, yes.
Programming, we know. It's just beautiful, amazing, and I'm so happy that I had a chance to meet you face to face.
Yeah, same here.
And Liz. Okay, Liz, we have celebrate.
Yes.
And we need to play Ghost. We have
you
only.
You can play Ghost now. I had my song. You can have his one.
Okay. She's really good. As a woman, I will never let him win, but let's do it. We'll play both.
Oh,
nobody's winning.
Cool.
We'll try it. Okay, then let's play a Ghost. What we can first find out about Ghost. What do you will say about this song?
Well, Ghost is the artist is Jess, by Jess, and we did this one I think many years ago, like 2009, I would say. And yeah, pretty much, yeah.
For whatever reason, you love this one?
Yes.
We will love
this one.
Yeah,
that's one of my best ones.
Yeah. Okay, good one.
Yes.
I was a ghost before you came. And I was a slave, but then I changed. And I will take good. Listening to
And you said 2009?
2009.
1 second, yeah. 2009.
Yeah, 2009.
Wow, this is like 8 years ago?
Yes.
Or something. Good song is a good song. Great vocals are great. Great production. Never grows old. Beautiful, beautiful. Sam, can I be proud mama?
Yes.
Can I give you like 30 seconds of sound of my daughter voice?
Go ahead, yes.
Okay, yes. And you'll say she's great. She is great. I'm so proud. She's 22.
This summer makes me wanna cry. Last winter made me warm. I miss you, miss you. And time is running out. I'm walking on the beach alone. The sand looks like the snow.
Natasha, Mira, and little Euro, because Europe.
She's amazing.
She's got beautiful voice.
Yeah, she does.
But she doesn't want to sing dance music. She loves orchestrated stuff. She all about scoring, all about big. I really think the dance music need to come back to big scores.
I can definitely do a remix to that.
Oh my gosh, lovely. We'll do something together.
Yes.
A live place game on us. And for whatever reason, we are here together. We have 10 more minutes. I know I'm speeding up everything because we have celebrate. We need to finish with celebrate. How we cannot. Celebration, we met all of us. But we need to talk about Friday event. And that's something that... Yes, maybe please you tell us.
Okay, so this is a concept that Sam Michaels and myself just started in from me being from Australia. It's very hard to break out in the American music industry. So we started this competition called Your Music Out Loud, and we involved a good friend of ours, Alan Roy Scott, and Tony Koch's been promoting it and helping it. And we had it Friday night at Kulak's, and we had songwriters send in songs from all around the world, just acoustics, just very rough. And then the prize this year was to have Steve Adabu produce. They get a win a trip to New York City in Steve's studio, And then we do a showcase there at the end of next year. And Sam's going to do a club jumper mix of it, the whole thing and everything. But it's been very amazing. And we had the winner, the actual winner was a fellow called John Quint, who had a song called Man in the Shadows. And it was an incredible song, very. And then we had our first Youth Achievement Award. This little young fellow from Australia, 11 years old, by the name of Aidan Roberts, sent a little song called Stuffing My Face. It was an anti-bullying song, and his mum, Melissa Page, had messages saying, my son enters the competition. It was so cute. So he's won the Youth Achievement Award for it. But yes, it's a competition that I started in Australia, but with breaking into the American music art from international countries, like, you know, to them, it's like... It's
wow. Incredible. Okay. Mike, what do you think about this? Because you know my life a little bit, how much I love to develop and find talents, young talents, and just international talents. And do you like ideas of new competition in America, but that has this type of reach? Because really, we are talking right now about purity of songwriting and building the song, and just people all around the world trying to break to this business. And I think if we will get involved in this business of maybe doing this competition with them, we can bring some cool awards and focus on the winners. So we could do something with them. Do you like this idea of another talent show?
So many people will be so grateful for so long.
Yes.
You know, just the opportunity, even if nothing comes from it in the long run, that opportunity itself will be a highlight in their lives. So it's,
you know, Liz, what I'm doing, I'm trying to commit Mike to just working and
Mike,
you know,
Mike's
with
a
us
friend,
too.
I'm sure he would. Yeah.
And we want to put ourselves in the position of having something to do with that, but and discovering some good stars and developing them, giving them a chance and just making them happy and making us happy, because then we are relevant too, and that's what we want to do. And yeah, talk to your position in these things, because without people like you, nobody will know about events.
Well, thank you for the compliment. I appreciate that. But it takes a team. It took a team effort to get all of this going. And when Liz and Sam contacted me, it was through Alan Roy Scott. He turned me on to this, and I'm glad he did. It took a lot of effort because it is worldwide. A lot of Australians submitted, as well as South Africa, Ovin Frugard from Norway. We had
Nobody from Poland. Next year you have few of them.
And we had Christelle, who is from South Africa. And let me also mention, second place went to Mitchell Martin, a beautiful artist who wrote a song called Beautiful that I think everybody needs to hear.
Wow.
And then the second runner-up was first runner-up was Mitchell Martin, then Christelle was after him, and then Christina Sablon, and so on. And you can read all of this and hear more about it at clubjumpersmusic.com, or go to Facebook, and we have an event page, Your Music Out Loud in the USA Song Competition 2016. And it might be easier to go to YMOL in the USA Song Competition Finals. But either way, through this show they can find us, Tony Koch, TONIKOCH1 on Facebook. You can find it through me, TK Promo, Chords and Vines, which were also sponsors, Fame Music Radio out of South Africa.
Now, Accent On, of course, we want to hear this beautiful artist
but
be
this
playing
is why
the music.
These aren't artists. These are the sponsors that are helping these artists to get the word out to them. Now, we had quite a vast variety of genres. We had jazz with Mike's tune. We had hip hop. We had
country, heavy rock.
Heavy rock. Bounty Hunters. We better mention Bounty Hunters.
Tiffany Gao. Yep.
Melissa Page. We got that mom's got to get her little rights in there too. We could go on and on. But what they've done in the 2 years of putting this out, first in Australia, we increased submissions by 300% this year.
Amazing.
So next year, with Mike and you and Yannick and other people that have already said, like Kat Ellis, Tom Plant, and the rest of them that are helping, Paul Kulak, his venue. You know, you pay for the rental, but it's a venue that really shows it. And tonight, we all have a video on it. So there.
Yeah, it's always beginning. And, you know, it's just we need to always
makes me
thank
happy.
You. People like that makes you happy. And yeah, let's see what's happened. 2017, the plans are ready for next year.
Yes.
And you enter your song.
Oh, I will. I have so many wonderful young songwriters.
But you can't judge them.
Oh, I'll judge myself. I'm the best. But yes, I'm crazy about young people.
But we got to give Sam some credit. He's very humble, and what I liked about working with the two of these people is they kept me mellow. And Mike knows that I'm like a hummingbird. I'll flap my wings and go flying around. But this was so full of love. I've worked with a lot of different people doing projects, but it was an honor. And Liz has such talent, and she put everybody else first.
That's beautiful.
And you don't hear that often in L.A.
Yeah, I don't know. You welcome to our family, and we want to be your family and both of your family. Now, we have 5 more minutes. I would love, before our play Celebrate and Fade Out, can we introduce everybody one more time? Okay, big promoter.
Tony Koch, TK Promo. Thank you.
Sam Michaels from Club Jumpers.
Oh, we love you. Dan, hi, too. Okay.
Where's Dan?
Yeah. Liz Scott, singer from Australia, singer-songwriter.
Wonderful. And our...
And Yannick Collin. And thank you very much for having me, Lona.
We'll see you next month with your new segment, Accent on Yannick. And Yannick Collin, we'll see what we'll be talking about. Maybe even something about rapping to some tune that Yannick will be recording soon. Ouch! This is true. I said on the air. Will happen. We know.
Yeah, it might happen.
It will happen, for sure. Thank you again, Mike.
Thank you, Mike Gormley. Let me come by. It's great. Always fun here. Meet amazing people in this little studio.
I'm so happy. So, yeah, must be a reason. I really believe in life. Everything's for the reason. Everybody says that. But yeah, in Accent on Place, on this show, friendships for sure. Mm-hmm. Is very strong later.
And LA Talk Radio. LA Talk Radio is fabulous. It brings people to it, and you're out to the world. And if we all connect like this, I do want to say the Cords and Vines will be going to a TV format in 2017 along with the radio show. We will also be doing something out of Temecula. So when your Music Out Loud comes next year, it might even be more fun.
Oh, I'm sure it will be great. Lovely time to celebrate, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I
celebrate
hope
the moment.
Then
celebrate
let's
the
celebrate
moment.
Lee Scott, your song, Celebrate the Moment. Yes, that's the full title.
The moment, yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And till next Monday, Accent On with Ilona Europa and our lovely guest, 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific Time, Channel 1, LA Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.